You're listening to Amazing Advertising, the podcast dedicated to advertising mascots, slogans, and jingles. My name is Lyle Perez, and I'm going to help bring back memories from your childhood. It's October, so you know what that means. My favorite holiday is just around the corner. Just to give you guys an idea about how obsessed I am over advertising, I want to tell you guys a story. This is something that I did for many years. Back when I was around 8, I started something every October. Something that I considered a tradition. I started the Halloween bag. Starting in late September, early October, I would come home from school, sit down, watch some cartoons, and at around 5 p.m., just before my dad got home, I would go and get the mail. I'd take all of the advertisements we got from grocery stores and drug stores and search them for all the Halloween theme ads. I'd gather up all of the ads that I could find that were Halloween themed, and I would put them inside one of those kitchen trash bags. My thought was that I'd be able to save all the Halloween ads and look through them throughout the year. Halloween was my all-time favorite holiday. I could remember that when I was even younger, that my cousins and I would draw monsters and use them for Halloween decorations. That was a wonderful time in my life. But back to the Halloween bag. I remember that this one year, something went completely wrong. Collecting ads would go on for weeks. But towards mid-October, the Halloween theme ads would start to die down. But by this time, my bag would be almost full. I would dump the entire bag onto my bed, look through everything, checking out all the ads, all the costumes, the decorations, the fun Halloween fonts, everything. When I was done, I'd put everything back inside the bag and hang it behind my door so that I could look at it again whenever I wanted to. I'm not exactly sure when this happened. It might have been towards the end of October one year. I went to go grab the Halloween bag to look through it, and it was gone. I freaked out and started running through the house looking for my Halloween bag. My mom had no idea what I was talking about. My dad had no idea. I asked my brothers, and they didn't know anything. Days went by, and I still couldn't find my bag. It was later revealed that my brother Julio was cleaning in our room, and he threw that bag out. He thought it was just trash. I was mad at him for a long time. I still get mad at him when I see him. I loved that Halloween bag, and every Halloween bag that came after didn't have the same impact as that one. On today's episode, we're going to talk about a few mascots that only come around once a year. We're going to talk about the General Mills cereal monsters. We'll discuss their history, the cereal flavors, their commercials, and the people behind the voices. I have a great Halloween show for you today, so grab your Halloween bag, dump it all over your bed, look through it, and enjoy the memories.
Chocula. Now all the monster cereals have bigger monster-sized marshmallows. Count Chocula has enormous chocolatey marshmallows. It's a delicious part of this nutritious breakfast. New monster marshmallows are here.
The monster marshmallows are here.
They're everywhere.
Whoa!
General Mills is a very well-known manufacturer of consumer foods, based in Golden Valley, Minnesota. They manufacture many of the cereals we know and love, like Lucky Charms, Trix, Cookie Crisps, Cheerios, Wheaties, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, as well as a few other pretty cool cereals. Not to mention the ones from today's topic, Count Chocula, Boo Berry, Frankenberry, and more. But before all of these brands of cereals were possible, the company had to have gotten its start somewhere. In 1856, the Minneapolis Mining Company was incorporated. The company was founded by Robert Smith, an Illinois congressman. And as the company started, Smith hired his brother, William D. Washburn, who would help with the company development. A decade later, in 1866, the Washburn family got into the business as well. In 1877, the Washburn Mills entered a partnership with John Crosby and formed the Washburn Crosby Company. The mill company continued expanding, buying other mills, and they grew. In 1928, General Mills itself was created when the president of Washburn Crosby, James Ford Bell, directed that his company merge with 26 other mills. It was at this time where the General Mills began to take off and create some of the most iconic brands that we still eat today.
Count Chocula
and Frankenberry
coming your way.
How about a
monster
for breakfast
today?
Frankenberry has strawberry-flavored marshmallows.
And Count Chocula has chocolatey marshmallows.
Part of this called
nutritious breakfast.
Something free lurks in Monster Cereal. Will it make you handsome? Charming? Specially marked boxes of Monster Cereals? No. Inside one of these free wax lips, fangs, or mustaches, they just uncover the real you.
In the early 70s, General Mills wanted to show homage to the classic horror films like Dracula and Frankenstein. At first, these cereals weren't available just for the Halloween season. They were available year-round. Count Chocula and Frankenberry were first introduced in March of 1971. At the time, they were the only two cereals that were flavored chocolate and strawberry. No other manufacturer had even thought about making cereal out of those flavors. In October of 1971, commercials for these new brands of cereal began to air. Check out their first commercial.
Don't be scared. I'm the super sweet monster with the super sweet new cereal, Count Chocula.
Biffle, here's the super sweet new cereal, Frankenberry.
But I've got chocolate sweeties for monstrous chocolate flavor.
Well, I've got berry-flavored sweeties for monstrous strawberry flavor.
Count Chocula.
Frankenberry.
Hi.
Frankenberry.
Count Chocula.
The success of these two cereals was instant. It didn't take long before Count Chocula and Frankenberry became recognized advertising mascots. Well, in my opinion, Count Chocula is more recognizable than Frankenberry. Because of the success of these two cereals, General Mills decided to add a third cereal to the mix. Boo Berry made its debut in December of 1972. Boo Berry was flavored blueberry, and just like the original cereals, it was the first blueberry-flavored cereal on the market. Check out its first commercial.
Someone's come for a nutritious breakfast.
What? Hello, my name is Boo. Let me finish. Blueberry, my ghostly good blueberry-flavored cereal, Blueberry, is part of this complete breakfast.
Boo to you, Blueberry.
Frankenberry's got strawberry-flavored marshmallows.
Count Chocula's got chocolate marshmallows.
But I've got blueberry-flavored marshmallows.
Frankenberry.
Count Chocula.
And Blueberry.
Just a little fun fact about Frankenberry that made me laugh. When it was released in the early 1970s, one of the ingredients was an indigestible pigment that would turn poop pink. Can you imagine eating a few bowls of Frankenberry, then going to the bathroom and looking inside the toilet and seeing everything pink? I'm sure a lot of people thought that they were coming down with something, and so many doctors. Okay, I'm going way off track. This ailment would later be known as Frankenberry Stool, which is a very fitting name. Here's another fun fact. There were two more cereals that followed the Monster cereal line. The first was Fruit Brute, which was released in 1974, and Fruity Yummy Mummy, which was released in 1987. Sadly, both of these cereals were discontinued by General Mills. Fruit Brute was taken off the shelves in 1982, and its replacement, Yummy Mummy, was discontinued in 1992. However, both of the cereals were relaunched in 2013. Both were discontinued the following year. How sad. My daughter would have liked them.
Fruit! Quiet! Fruit! Ah! Fruit!
I'm me, Fruit Brute, with my fruit-flavored cereal, Fruit Brute, part of your nutritious breakfast.
True on you!
But delicious Fruit Brute has fruit-flavored marshmallows for the howling good taste of fruit.
Count Chocula's got chocolate marshmallows.
Frankenberry's got strawberry-flavored marshmallows.
Fruit!
Fruit Brute, with a howling good taste of fruit.
Count Chocula and Frankenberry meet the Fruity Yummy Mummy.
Have a bite. It's new Fruity Yummy Mummy cereal.
Big yummy marshmallows.
So monstrously big there. Monster Mellows. With yummy mummy Monster Mellows. Fruity Yummy Mummy makes your tummy go yummy.
Monster Mellows in Frankenberry, Count Chocula, and now new Fruity Yummy Mummy cereal. Part of this complete breakfast.
Makes your tummy go yummy.
Now that we have the history and fun facts out of the way, let's move on to the advertisements themselves. The monsters were created by the Dancer Fitzgerald Sample Ad Agency, DFS for short. DFS was founded back in 1923, but despite having major clients like Procter & Gamble, Toyota, Sara Lee, and of course General Mills, the company defunct in 1987. They ended up merging with, now I'm probably going to butcher this, Saatchi & Saatchi, a different advertising agency. They are still around to this day. Tony Jaffe was creative director for the campaign, and Laura Levin wrote the spots. They made a great team, as the early commercials were so memorable. At first, the commercials featuring Count Dracula and Frankenberry were of them arguing about whose cereal was better. As they were interrupted, they would get scared, and usually the Count would jump into Frankenberry's arms. They were always filled with less scary images and more comedic relief. Here's a collection of some of their commercials. Enjoy.
Oh, what a beautiful day for Frankenberry,
the world's super sweet new cereal.
Phooey! Here's the world's super sweet new cereal, Count Chocula.
Pickle, I've got berry-flavored sweeties for monstrous strawberry flavor.
Well, I've got chocolate sweeties for monstrous chocolate flavor.
Frankenberry,
Count Chocula.
Meow.
Frankenberry, Count Chocula.
Count Chocula, I am a ghost, and if you don't tell everyone that Frankenberry is the world's super sweet cereal, I will have to scare you.
Fooey, fooey, Frankenberry. Count Chocula is the world's super sweet cereal.
But I've got strawberry sweeties for monster strawberry flavor.
And I've got chocolate sweeties for monstrous chocolate flavor.
Frankenberry.
Count Chocula.
Quiet, please.
Frankenberry.
Count Chocula. Ah, Halloween! Time for trick-or-treating and my delicious chocolate cereal, Count Chocula.
Halloween is the perfect time to scare up a nutritious breakfast with my delicious strawberry-flavored Frankenberry.
My Count Chocula is the cereal with goblin-good chocolate-flavored marshmallows.
My Frankenberry is the cereal with monstrously delicious strawberry-flavored marshmallows.
Here we come, trick-or-treat!
Frankenberry has strawberry-flavored sweeties. Blueberry has blueberry-flavored sweeties.
Count Chocula has chocolate sweeties.
Frankenberry.
Blueberry.
Count Chocula.
And have fun with monster erasers of the friendly monsters. Put them on pencils and put on a monster show. 6 monster erasers. 1 in specially marked boxes of Frankenberry, Blueberry, and Count Chocula.
Blueberry can't bother us up here.
Hello.
Blueberry!
I just want to tell you about my new toastly good blueberry flavored cereal, Blueberry. With the haunting blueberry taste.
And look and listen to this. A boo-hooter,
Boo your friends with crazy hoots. Four different colored Boo Hooters, so you can make a Boo Hooter band. One free in specially marked boxes of Booberry.
That went on a little longer than normal, but those commercials are so awesome. The voice of the two main mascots were inspired by their character counterparts. Count Chocula was inspired by Bela Lugosi, and Frankenberry was Boris Karloff. The voice of Count Chocula was done by Larry Kenney. Mr. Kenney was born on August 5th, 1947, and is still working today. He is a very well-known radio personality and voice actor. Not only was he the voice of Count Chocula, but he was also the voice of Lion-O from the Thundercats animated series. And he was also Sunny the Cuckoo Bird from the mascot of a different cereal, Cocoa Puffs, but we all knew that. A very talented guy. Frankenberry was voiced by another great voice actor, Bob McFadden. Mr. McFadden was born on January 19th, 1923, and sadly passed away on January 7th, 2000, at the age of 76. He stuck around long enough just to see the new millennium. He did a lot of animated cartoon voices and was also in Thundercats. He provided the voices for Linux-O, Snarf, and Slythe. That's probably what he's best known for. He was yet another very talented voice actor. Out of the five serials, only two of the mascots had official taglines. Count Chocula would occasionally recite his tagline, "I want to eat your cereal," in advertisements. The second tagline was to a cereal that you would have never expected. It went a little something like this. "Fruity Yummy Mummy makes your tummy go yummy." Yep, it was for Yummy Mummy, the least known cereal. Originally, the cereal itself did not include marshmallows. But after General Mills saw the success of Lucky Charms, they quickly added them into their cereal. What a great move. The three main cereals, Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Booberry, are still around and being enjoyed by the new generation of kids. I know my daughter really loves them. Not just because they have colorful boxes, but because it's good cereal. I honestly don't think that these cereals would have been as successful without their mascots. We had Dracula, Frankenstein's monster, a ghost, a werewolf, and a mummy. All of them are great on their own, and hopefully they will live on and keep making the Halloween season better for kids everywhere.
Time to go down to the basement for some more hauntingly delicious Count Chocula cereal.
Don't look in the basement.
Those eyes are looking at me.
Think I'll get some fruity Frankenberry from the cupboard.
Don't look in the cupboard.
Oh, those eyes, they move.
Now the spooky, delicious part of your complete breakfast is even spookier.
Now Chocula's eyes really move.
So did Frankenberry's.
He is looking at you, kids.
That's going to do it for this episode. If you'd like to view some of the commercials I played here today, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/amazingadvertisingpodcast. Don't forget to give us a like. You can find me on Twitter at admascots. If you have a fond memory about an advertising mascot that you want to share, go ahead and record it and then send it to me for our Memories Corner segment. You can reach me at advertisingmascots@gmail.com. You can send me suggestions, comments, anything you'd like. This is the first episode of many Halloween-themed shows coming from the Amazing Advertising feed. We got so much stuff from Thursday Theme Song and the new Friday show, so make sure you check out those. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you guys real soon.
Back to the now. Black Bottle Brewery in Fort Collins made headlines all over the world. We did a Count Chocula web search today. What came up? Stories mentioning Black Bottle Brewery, ABC News, Good Morning America, CNN, USA Today, Gawker, Perez Hilton even. The brewery brought up all the cereal to make Count Chocula beer. Now, the beer drops on October 30th, Halloween Eve, but the now got the exclusive first taste today. Small place in Fort Collins causing an international uproar. The Black Bottle Brewery brewing their special Count Chocula Halloween beer.
Stir in the mash.
Owner Sean Rook went out and got six cases, 40 pounds of cereal.
We went
and buy out two Albertsons. And then apparently that made some people pretty upset.
Well, did you know that you would take all of the Count Chocula off the shelves at Albertsons and people would be like, where's my Count Chocula?
We did not know, but we paid full price. We didn't pay we didn't get a discount or anything.
Some people complained, and Sean actually gave a couple of boxes to an unhappy mom who contacted him. But the brew must go on.
Is this the now famous Count Chocula?
Yeah, so this this beer got famous pretty quick.
It's fantastic.
So we basically fill up a food-grade nylon sack with the dry cereal.
Right.
And then we put it in the finished product. If you could hold this real quick.
You bet.
Or actually put it in right here. If you give this to me, we just steep it right into the beer.
Hold that up.
All right, I got it. There we go. Right into the beer.
That's cool, dude.
Lock it down. And then we let it sit in here for 7 days, usually 5 to 7 days, and then we transfer it out.
And now with the exclusive first taste, as Sean poured out a couple of glasses of fresh Count Chocula beer.
This is it.
Well, let's do a taste. Here we go.
Right. You can still taste the cereal, but it's still a beer.
No, that's great. It tastes like beer and Count Chocula, ironically.
Then we headed to Albertsons, just a couple of miles away.
So, we came to Albertsons, to the cereal aisle, and guess what we found? Count Chocula is back. They got more in stock, so all is right with the world.
It is, Dale. Count Chocula available in the fort now. So I guess we're going to battle over this box. Your twins or my twins? Who's going to get this?
Oh, of course. The girls always win. Oh, okay, actually, I'll make you a better deal. You take this. I want the growler of the beer.
The beer, all right. Look, they've done this before. It really is good, Dale, but they got Golden Graham, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Honey Bunches of Oats, and they're planning a special St. Patrick's Day beer in March using Lucky Charms.
Marshmallows and beer. I'm not quite sure I'm into that one just yet, but we'll see. All right. Thanks.